the Silent Spring Institute. They also found that Hispanic and Black people are more likely than other groups to have unsafe drinking water and are more likely to live near pollution sources. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Well, CBS's Jill Schlesinger has more on the latest inflation report from the government.
Consumer prices accelerated for the last month of the year. The Consumer Price Index, or CPI, was up 0.4% in December from November. And this was largely expected, mostly due to energy.
Wall Street's right now, the Dow is up 644 points, NASDAQ up 400. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The cold persists, but a warm-up is near. We've got another cold one today with temperatures going up tonight and possibly hitting 40 by Friday. There is a chance of snow tonight. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Racine County Sheriff's deputies rescued a woman from a burning vehicle following a two-car crash in Union Grove. The incident last week, captured on body camera, shows deputies pulling an unresponsive driver from a Honda and putting out those flames. Charges against Joseph Lee, the 35-year-old Racine County jail inmate who was killed, have officially been dismissed. The move is procedural following his death. Devontae Carraway is facing homicide charges for Lee's death in the lockup. And Kenosha will host its first ever St. Patrick's Day parade on March 15th, featuring plans to dye the harbor green. Community groups are invited to participate with signups available on the city's website. Racine has their St. Patty's Parade this same day. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Greg Gard gets number 200. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin held on at the Kohl Center to win 70-68 over The Ohio State. Badgers head coach Greg Gard with his 200th career win.
As I told the team downstairs, I mean, it's a lot of hard work by a lot of people putting me in this position and a lot of people that should go on that 200.
In Chicago, number 7th ranked Marquette beat DePaul in overtime, 85-83. NBA, the Bucks took over early and beat the Kings 130-115, ending Sacramento's 7-game winning streak. NFL, with the loss of Christian Watson to a torn ACL, Jets wide receiver Davante Adams on what he thinks the Packers should do next.
It's looking right now like obviously they might need some receiver help in one way or the other, just based off of what they have available. And you know, maybe a veteran or something in there. I don't know. We'll see.
That's former Packer Davante Adams with sports on Mike Clemens.
Breezy and becoming cloudy today, with winds switching to out of the south, shoving our highs to the low 20s. However, light snow does move in late tonight, which could bring around a trace to nearly a half an inch. It'll be gone by tomorrow, though, with partly sunny skies and highs above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 19.
timeless hits. WRJN.
Ah, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know?
Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
And you look lovely as can be. I guess I'll go on home. It's late. There'll be tomorrow night. But wait, what do I see? Is she walking back to me? Yeah, she's walking back to me. Oh, pretty woman.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far, just call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry.
And timeless hits, WRJN. Ain't no mountain high enough. Marvin Gaye did that too. That's Diana Ross's version. I'm Dan Marcus. A lot of sports on WRJN, and as if you didn't know that already, but just to serve you as with a reminder that boys high school basketball both Thursday and Friday this week on WRJN. Racine Lutheran and Horlick are playing tomorrow night, and then Friday night, Dominican and Racine St. Catharines. Two big games. And as if that's not enough, we've got Mike Clemens every hour with your sports update. here on WRJN.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Celebrate the first anniversary of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha, where locals satisfy their sweet tooth. Delight in a variety of cobblers, cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls, perfect on a cold winter's day. Plus, now through January 20th, enjoy exclusive specials, commemorative t-shirts, and scratch-off tickets. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Only today at WRJN Big Deals.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Pivots,
fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts on a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The timeless hits sound great on the radio, but they're even more fun when you see them in person, like Herman's Hermits.
There's a candy all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat? You're the one I love.
Friday night, February 28th, Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and special guest The Association. Playing live in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater. And all next week, WRJN has your free tickets. The Association and Herman's Hermits, all on one great stage. Don Rosen, Dan Marcus, and Kurt Vollman all team up to give you a chance to win all next week. Listen for details right here.
When the sun is down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, the sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. One of the best instrumentals of the rock era from Booker T and the MGs.
Let's spend the night together. together.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. And Aretha's Respect, written by Otis Redding, but then you already knew that. Or maybe not. Here's the news now. Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom with another update.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We'll have a warm-up tonight with snow heading our way. It'll still be cold today with wind chills again below zero at times. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Many warming centers in the area will stay open today. You can find the closest to you by calling 211. There will be a push to pass that Racine referendum. In other communities where voters are asked to raise taxes, social media and specialized websites are created by the district or municipalities pushing for passage. Racine Unified had a website up within hours of passage by the board. The district is looking to spend an extra $190 million over the next 5 years to slow financial problems. The question is set for the April ballot. Kenosha Unified voters have a referendum on their February ballot, with in-person information sessions taking place until the vote. You may have already seen that cop camera footage from a fiery crash in Racine County. The Sheriff's Department put out that video yesterday, along with news that deputies saved a woman from a burning vehicle. That happened last week following a two-car crash at KR and 45 in Union Grove. The deputies got to the scene to find a Honda on fire with an unresponsive female driver trapped inside. They were able to get her out and used fire extinguishers to douse the flames. And again, one more cold day, the latest coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Breezy and becoming cloudy today, with winds switching to out of the south, shoving our highs to the low 20s. However, light snow does move in late tonight, which could bring around a trace to nearly a half an inch. It'll be gone by tomorrow, though, with partly sunny skies and highs above freezing. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. Currently, it's 19.
Michaels, a one-hit wonder, on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
One, two, three. One, two, three. We'll be right back.
What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing.
Hits WRJN. Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget just minutes away, and it's a fun country crossover this time from 1964 on WRJN.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I'm in love. I'm a believer.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer, not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried.
Monkees number one forever, 67-68. On the station with local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Oh, there's the vault door. It's 1:45-ish. Time for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. And this one is kind of out there, but fun. From a country crossover artist. Now, this song, we didn't know what to do with Roger Miller, Mr. King of the Road himself. This was his first hit before King of the Road. This song made it into the top 10 at the same time as such hits as A Hard Day's Night, I Get Around, Ragdoll, Little Old Lady from Pasadena. I mean, what do you do with this song? First hit for Roger Miller. Because it's so out there, but fun. Dang Me, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, WRJN.
Well, here I sit high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night and running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me. High from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more time. Just sitting around drinking with the rest of the guys. Six rounds bought and I bought five. And I spent the groceries and half the rent. I like $14.27. Or dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me. High from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? One more time. Roses are red and violets are purple. Sugar's sweet and so is maple syrup. I'm the seventh out of seven sons. Bad as a pistol, I'm a son of a gun. Well, dang me, dang me. I'll take a rope and hang me. High from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me?
Man, so good to hear Roger Miller again, and dang me, he followed that song up a couple months later with a song called Chug-a-Lug. That's another nugget for another time on WRJN.
And the sign said, long-haired, freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat, I said, imagine that. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up the fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner.
Shirt and tie to get a seat. a membership card to get inside.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Kurt Volman steps in at 2 o'clock. Why? Because he loves this job and playing these songs. You'll find out why in a bit, WRJN.
Why do you fill me up, but I don't, baby, just to let me down?
My heart. need you so. Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside a song waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a bodyguard, baby? Just to let me down.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace in Israel. People poured into the streets to celebrate reports of a ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas. Similar celebrations have erupted in Gaza. But now, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says the ceasefire deal is not a done deal yet, though it expects the final details to be ironed out within hours. In Jerusalem, CBS's Robert Berger tells us Israel, under the deal, would release 1,000 Palestinian prisoners, but Hamas would not release all the hostages right away.
33 hostages are going to be released. It's important to remember that 98 altogether are still being held in Gaza. So the fate of 65 still hasn't been decided. That's supposed to be decided in negotiations that will begin in a couple of weeks. And, you know, if this is any yardstick, this agreement, it could take a long time to negotiate their release. So that's the concern among the families.
There are several confirmation hearings underway for some of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet picks.
Marco Rubio telling his fellow senators the post-war global order of free trade and movement of people
is not just obsolete. It is now a weapon being used against us.
Also suggesting that as Secretary of State, he'd work to get Russia and Ukraine to the table. Florida's Pam Bondi saying that as Attorney General, she'd return the Department of Justice to its core mission.
Keeping Americans safe and vigorously prosecuting.